This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes heavily bombarded an area around Khan Yunis in southern Gaza Monday as the military ordered mass evacuations from the town in the face of widening ground offensive that is pushing Palestinians into a progressively shrinking portion of the besieged territory. The expanded assault posed a deadly choice for hundreds of thousands of Palestinians, either stay in the path of Israeli forces or flee within the confines of southern Gaza. It was too early to make a definitive assessment of whether or not Israel was heeding U.S. calls to protect civilians in its renewed military operations in Gaza.
In the first few days of this renewed military campaign against the south, we have seen some things that don't look like the operation as it was conducted in the north.
Spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters that Israel's targeted evacuations were an improvement. A former career U.S. diplomat charged with security spying and for Cuba intelligence for decades.
A former U.S. ambassador has been charged with secretly spying for a Cuban intelligence. Manuel Rocha held top diplomatic spots in Bolivia, Argentina, and the U.S. interest section in Havana. Court papers allege Rocha was a Cuban mole, engaging in clandestine activity on Havana's behalf for more than 40 years, dating to when he first joined the State Department in 1981. Rocha faces federal charges, including acting as an illegal agent of a foreign government. He was caught after the FBI learned of his Havana ties last year and arranged undercover meetings with someone purporting to be a Cuban spy. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And again, Rocha is now accused of trying to secretly spy for Cuban intelligence for decades. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Britain sought to cut the number of migrants arriving there through legal routes on Monday, raising the minimum salary they must earn in a job by a third after record net migration in 2022 piled pressure on the Prime Minister Rishi Sunak to act.
Migration to this country is far too high and needs to come down. And today we are taking more robust action than any other government before in order to bring this down.
That is Interior Minister James Cleverly. High levels of legal migration have for more than a decade dominated Britain's political landscape, and Sunak has promised to gain more control after lawmakers in his Conservative Party criticized his record ahead of an election due next year. Delegates meeting at the UN Climate Change Conference, or COP28, say infectious disease spread further in a warming world, while heat, stress, floods, and air pollution pose dangers to health.
COP28 host, the United Arab Emirates, along with several charities, pledged $777 million Sunday to help fight neglected tropical diseases that could be worsened by climate change. More than 120 countries at COP28 signed a declaration acknowledging responsibility to safeguard human health in a warming world. But critics say it made no mention of cutting fossil fuels, the main source of greenhouse gas emissions that are driving climate change. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to address U.S. senators by video during a classified meeting on Tuesday. The Biden administration invited Zelensky as it is sending Congress an urgent warning about the need to approve tens of billions of dollars in military and economic assistance to Ukraine, saying Kyiv's efforts to defend itself from Russian invasion may falter without it. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says the U.S. will run out of funding to send weapons and assistance to Ukraine by the end of this year. Hailed as the world's first, European Union artificial intelligence rules are facing a make-or-break moment. Negotiators are meeting to hammer out the draft's final details this week, but the talks have been complicated by the sudden rise of generative AI. First suggested in 2019, the AI Act was expected to be the world's first such comprehensive regulation. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.